I think I am disappointed and we're disappointed. I think we started the game really, really sloppily, went 1-0 down. And I thought after that, we was the better side, to be honest with you. I think we pressed, lacked a little bit of quality at times, but we tried to get forward, we tried to get balls in the box. And as I say, when you go 1-0 down in the first minute, they've got something to hang on to. And we was disappointed with that. Disappointed for some of the players, because some of the players had a really right go today, but one or two of them didn't, and that was disappointing.
One of the disappointing things over the last few weeks, if Neil Ardley's to be believed, which he is, performances. How did you assess the performance overall this afternoon?
Well, it wasn't a good performance, but we can just say the lads really, really had a go and truly tried to get some out of the game, and we're not going to make excuses, but obviously six of our players are better players are not in the side today, and we've tried to bed one or two youngsters and we're trying to work on one or two things to get us up the pitch a little bit more and create more chances. But when you concede early and they sit back and don't let you do them things, the gaffers worked really, really hard all week on preparing how we'd play against these, and it goes out the window after 55 seconds, I think it was.
How was it a very difficult week this week? Because you had obviously a poor performance last week. There's been illness in the camp, I understand, and one or two injuries. How difficult a week has it been?
No, it's not been difficult. We sat the players down and we read a little bit of the riot act at them, but not too much. And they came in, they worked really hard, the boys. And we've been getting ready for this game since Tuesday and getting organised how we'll play against them, because we knew it was going to be difficult. We knew how they'd play. We wanted to change a few things, but obviously we had a little bit of illness in the camp, so I had to change players last minute. One or two players still played that was unwell. But to be fair to them, they got on with it. But yeah, we're disappointed because we concede straight away. We know how they're going to play. And then, I say, they sat back and... I can only really see us scoring and them scoring on the counter-attack, really. So we are really disappointed that we didn't create any more chances, especially the work the gaffer's done this week has been really good.
You're without some of the usual suspects going forward, your Andy Bartrams, your Tom Elliott. Second half, though, I thought plenty of chances.
Yeah, plenty of chances. It's just the quality in the final third. But the gaffer's worked at them all week, and I keep going on about the gaffer. The gaffer's wanting a little bit more quality in the final third, and that's what we've worked on. And we didn't really see it today. But as I say, for the last 20 minutes, I think we've camped in their half. They kicked it, their keeper kicked it, and then they all sat back. They didn't really want to come out and let us play. But don't blame them. That's a great away performance from them. Score first minute and hang on. We didn't work their goalkeeper enough, but we got some really good situations, which we are disappointing for, because we've been working hard all week and getting people in the box, getting more bodies in the box and trying to create more chances, and we just didn't do it today.
From what I can take, the performance was better today, probably not exactly where you want it. You really need to get that back. These sort of things can hang over to the next season, can't they, if you don't kill them off soon?
Yeah, that won't happen here. We'll be on it. We need to get everybody fit, to be honest with you. We need to get people that have been ill back on the training ground, because they run their own dressing room and they do it really well, and they demand off each other a little bit more. And today, without a lot of experience in the side, it went a little bit missing, and we want the players to take their own responsibility, how they play, and take responsibility of the result. And today, a lot of them showed that, but one or two of them didn't.
Is there a bit of a drift? Has it been a long season? Has there been a little bit of a drift?
Yeah, I'm sure it's been a long season, because if you think about it, we only had a 3 weeks break. And the lads have worked absolutely brilliant. You've got to give them credit. The lads have really dug in deep this year, and some really hard fought games, and we've battled and we've battled. But as I say, at the minute, one or two of them think the season's over. But to be fair of them, a lot of them are really disappointed the way they played, and their attitudes in there is, we're not going to carry on playing that. It's the end of the season. We want to get some points, so we want to finish as high as possible. And next year, we want to finish even higher, and that's our aim.
And two quick games coming home for the bank holiday period. Swindon away, showing a little bit of signs of life, and we didn't do too well against Port Vale as well, so that could be harder than it looks.
Yeah, Swindon's not going to be easy. They're fighting for their lives, but they have a certain way of playing. They're going to try and play it through the midfield and pass it, so we'll have to do a lot of work this week. So it's going to be a difficult game for that. And then obviously it's a quick change round, and we play at home to Peterborough. So that's going to be hard. But we'd like to play one or two of our youngsters. But it's difficult at the minute. The home pitch is not the best. And to give a young lad home debuts and play on home pitches is difficult at the moment.
Are you expecting to have bodies back for the Swindon game?
Yeah, we're hoping so. We're hoping the little bit of a bug we've gone goes, because we don't want anybody more catching it. And one or two injuries hopefully get back for either the Friday or the Monday, and get players back fit and playing and a bit more experience on the pitch.
Finally, a word about Alfie Egan. Nice to see him on the pitch coming through the ranks, and he had an hour. What was your assessment of how he did?
I thought he did really well after the first 10 minutes. He was a bit lost what to do. They sat two in midfield players and he ran forward too early, which we want him to run forward, but he was getting forward of the ball too quickly, so he was stopping the ball going into the forwards. But Arfield, take that and have a look at it, and we'll go through the DVD with him. And to be fair, that boy wants to work, he wants to learn, he wants to get better, and he's a really, really nice fella to coach and to work with, because he always wants to learn, he always wants to do his best, and I think that's only good for this football club.